Now he says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. In other words, we are not to live after the flesh. And God has created man today. He created him body, mind, and spirit. And when man sinned, his spirit died immediately. But the Lord said, in the day ye eat thereof, you'll die. Now, actually, Adam didn't die till 900 and some odd years later, physically. But he died spiritually. That is, death means separation from God. And actually, man was turned upside down. And the body became dominant. And the old nature became dominant, the flesh. And man is dead spiritually. Now, regeneration means you're turned right side up. That you're born again spiritually, and you have a nature that today wants to serve God. Oh, my friend, to stay close to Christ today, that's the important thing. These people that are so active today in churches, busy as termites, and Christ is a million miles from them. He's in outer space as far as they're concerned. And this old nature of ours, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh, Paul says in verse 12. You don't have to do it. Now, the natural man, he tells you, we got to eat. He owes it to his flesh to satisfy it. I hear that on every hand today. A movie star said, I live for sex. He satisfies nature. And he says, I have to have my needs met. You hear that on every hand today. And it's plunged us in the grossest immorality. My friends, the flesh is a low-down, dirty rascal. And all of us have got that rascal, by the way. Now, verse 13, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. That is, you die to God, no fellowship with him. You know this. I'm not talking about a theory today. If you are a child of God when you sin, what do you do? Do you want to go to a prayer meeting? Do you want to go to church? Do you want to read the Bible? Do you want to pray? Of course you don't. You're in a state and you're separated from God. But if you're through the Spirit, you can't do it yourself. Mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Now, what is your problem today? What's your hang? Let's be practical. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty and deal with this thing in reality. What is your hang? Drink? Oh, you say, I don't drink. Drugs? Not yours. How about sex? Oh, somebody says, oh, no. Well, what do you think about? What about your thought life? How about your gossip? Do you tell the truth? Then why don't you go to God today and confess these things? Turn it over to the Holy Spirit. Why don't you deal with it in reality today and stay off of the psychiatrist's couch? He won't help you. He can shift your guilt complex to another area. Can't get rid of it. You got it, friend. And only Christ can remove it. He's in that business today. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll rest you. You know what it is to have sins forgiven. That's what he's talking about here. I'd love to dwell on this, but I have to move on.